Kill him!
What's going on, everybody? We're back. Season 2, Timber Chronicles. I've got Brandon Milhouse in the building. Crazy fisherman. Catches big bass. Does the thing. And he's got the swag to keep up. Brandon, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? Pleasure to be here.
Oh, man. I'm excited to dive right in. I kind of want to just dive right in. Get to know you. Get to know the fishing world. First thing I want to know, man, how did you get into this? What inspired you to fish and get out there?
Yeah, so that's actually a good question. So I've been fishing with my parents since I can remember, and they've been fishing with their parents and their grandparents. Like my dad was telling me stories years ago about when he was, I'd say 5-6 years old, he'd be fishing with his grandparents in a local creek around here, and everything's pretty much tidal around here. So when the tide would get high, like, my grandparents would have to pick him up and carry him so he wouldn't get swept away, because he wasn't tall enough to walk in the water. But I pretty much grew up brim fishing with my parents, worm and cricket, the usual. And I remember one Saturday, I was probably around like 8 years old. I used to watch Bill Dance every Saturday morning. It would come on TV early. And I saw him catching bass, and he was using a popper. And I told my dad, I said, hey, I really want this lure. He took me to Walmart. We bought it, the same exact lure. And we went out to a private pond. I caught a 5-pound bass, and it was over after that. I quit brim fishing, went straight to bass fishing. Went through high school. I had a 2-door Honda Civic. I had 5 rods. They rode in the passenger seat. And if there's a ditch, pond, lake, any body of water, I was fishing. And it's been pretty much like that my whole life.
Dude, that's awesome. So now, where did you grow up fishing? Like, where are you from? Do you travel a lot to fish? How do you go about it?
Yeah, so I'm from Somerville, South Carolina. It's pretty much like a suburb of Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I don't really do too much traveling to fish, but around here you have the Goose Creek Reservoir, you have the Cooper River, and of course Santee Cooper, which everybody knows about that.
Yeah.
I haven't really fished Santee too much because I've only owned a boat for about 3-4 years. So I've been kind of concentrating on the Goose Creek Reservoir and the Cooper River, but looking to get out there in Santee and catch some bigs. I did catch one 2 years ago, an 8.5 pounder.
Dang.
On the lipless. So yeah, that kind of got me hooked, but I haven't been out there really too much.
Right. Now when, like, you know, there's your king mackerel fishing and all that deep sea fishing. When do you go, like, when is quote unquote bass fishing season?
Well, bass fishing season for me is 365.
Yeah. Okay. That's, well, pretty much me saying that. I don't go to the lakes. I go to these ponds. And bro, 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I went and fished because it was like 68 degrees, like out of the blue, it was just 68 degrees. And so I threw my, a fake worm in, and then didn't get any bites. So I was like, man, they ain't hitting that. So I threw a frog, and they weren't hitting that. And then I was just throwing all kinds of random crazy stuff, and I'd never got a bite. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I'm just, you know, I bass fish around ponds and all that, but I'm no pro. But I'm like, I guess it's not that time to bass fish, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And it, you know, it was, I bet the water was cold, but you know, 68 degrees. I want to go fishing.
Yeah, I totally get that. Best time to bass fish, honestly, is springtime and fall time. So wintertime, kind of challenging because you don't, of course, the water's cold, but you don't really catch quantity of fish, you catch quality. So when you catch one in the wintertime, it's usually pretty big.
Right.
And then of course springtime, there, that's when the spawn is and you get to sight fishing. Summertime gets pretty tough, depending on where you're at in the country, but water gets hot and those bass they don't want to move.
So what are you
But
throwing? What are you throwing in the wintertime?
in the wintertime, I'm usually chucking either a jerkbait or a lipless,
Okay.
like a rattle trap.
Okay. And you're going to, now, I don't know, but are these lures going deep? Are they top water?
No, so they're deep. You can kind of jerkbait, you can kind of range, like kind of buy with whatever range you're kind of whatever body of fishing you're throwing, if
Yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like 5 to 7, 6, 7 to 10
Right.
type. With a lipless, pretty much they're heavy, so whatever range you want to fish in, you just wait, you can get it down to the bottom. Doesn't matter if it's 10 to 15 feet, 5 to 10 feet. You can kind of gauge what you're doing with there. But,
Now, are you constantly reeling, or do you kind of let it
yes.
sit and then kind of, wait 20 seconds and then reel, or are you constantly reeling?
So with the jerkbait, you want to jerk it a few times and kill it. And depending on how cold the water is how long you'll let it sit before you start twitching it. But with a lipless, it's kind of a constant retrieve, but you wanna give it some action, like with the rod tip or like you can do a lot with it. You can yo-yo it up, let it fall, you
Now,
can burn it, kill
when
it.
you say yo-yo, what do you mean? Because I don't know what that
Okay.
means, and I don't know if people.
I got you. So say you cast a line, let it fall all the way to the bottom, and once you the way you know it hits the bottom, if you watch your line, it'll bow once it hits the bottom. And you'll just pick the rod tip up, and you'll feel the rattle trap, just it'll flutter up.
Okay,
And
I'm
then you'll just
following.
let it fall.
Okay.
Pretty much like a yo-yo.
Okay,
You'll
all right.
just it'll flutter right up, let it fall, flutter up, let it fall. And they usually hit it right on the fall every single time.
Okay. Now, all right, so that's your winter time. That you're only not only, but like that's your go-to in the winter. So now, all right, fast forward, we're in turkey season. I just killed a thunder chicken. Bam, I want to go bass fishing. It's, cooler temps. What am I throwing in the springtime?
So in the springtime, you can get a little crafty here. I like to throw a jig, a fluke. Sometimes you can get away with throwing like a pretty big swim bait, depending on the size of bass you're chasing. But pretty much any artificial like lure as of like a creature bait, a lizard, a worm, something with appendages, a jig, you can just pretty much drag it on the bottom, hop it. That's kind of my go-to. I like to keep it simple. I don't really get into all the fancy lures that are out on the internet.
Yeah, no, I get that. And then now we're blazing hot. We're sitting on the sandbar, and I'm like, all right, I gotta go catch a bass. And it's what am I throwing in the summer?
Okay, summertime.
And I feel like summer's harder because it's, there's a lot of people out there and they're getting pressured.
Oh yeah. Summertime. First of all, summertime, the best time to fish is usually early morning and late in the evening. Once that sun gets pretty high, it gets pretty tough. Those bass like to find cover, and they don't really want to move at all. So unless you put it on top of their head, you probably won't get a bite. But pretty much the same thing, like a Texas rig, around some cover. I love to throw the fluke a lot. And of course, it's hot, so you got to throw the top water, your poppers, your frogs, things of that nature. You can get pretty exotic around that time, but it has to be usually early morning and late evening.
Now, when are the and I've never done them, but like a bass tournament. When do those kind of hit? Are you in those? Do you enter those?
Honestly, I've only fished two, and that's been my goal for 2025 to pretty much fish tournaments year round.
Yeah.
So this month, as soon as I get my boat back up and running, it's game time.
What kind of boat are we running?
I have a 1998 Javelin 400 SD with the Evinrude 225 E-Tech HO.
Like it. I like it.
Yes, it's pretty old school, but it
Anything that
runs.
gets
It's
the
pretty
job done?
fast. Yeah, I put some money into it, man. I've got power poles, live scope, new Garmin trolling motor, three monitors. I put some money into it, so it's kind of like old school, new school.
There you go. I like it. I like it. Now you mentioned Garmin trolling motors. Is that the go-to, or is that just what you think, like that you feel, or have you tried a couple, or?
Honestly, Garmin's so when I bought the boat, there was a it was a older Hummingbird setup, and I think it was from like early 2000s, but it was kind of wonky because I of course it was used, but I dropped some money, and Garmin just had a pretty good deal on the internet when I caught it, so I just pretty much stuck with Garmin. But I'm open to anything. If I got a new boat, like, that stuff really doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's wild. Now I don't know if you do or not, but are you into the crappy or all at all, or?
To be honest, I'm not, but my dad has been begging me to like take him out. So that's another thing I have to do for 2025.
Yeah, you gotta
So
get on them
I
crappy.
can
You don't be eating them
I
crappy.
know. I eat them, but I don't really look to catch them unless it's like a oopsie with a fluke or something, you know?
Yeah. Golly, crappie. I could go for some crappie. You got some crappie in the
Oh,
fridge that
they
we can cook up?
man, they taste good. I don't have any, but my dad probably has 500 brim in his deep freezer if you want some of those.
I've never in my life eaten brim.
Really?
Is it good?
Oh yeah, man. Deep fry that with some Texas Pete and some mustard on some bread. Woo!
On some Wonder Bread or what?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Yes. I'm gonna have to get you down here one day, man.
I'm
I'll put
down.
you
I'm
on.
down. So we duck hunt not far from you in Monk's Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there a couple times a year. I love it down there. Golly. And they've got great food. Oh my gosh.
That's something I've been wanting to get into too. I had a friend of mine actually contacted me a few weeks ago, was looking to go down to Louisiana to duck hunt, just like a guy's trip. But I want to get into it around here because honestly, I go out on the river during duck season, and the moment sunlight hits, it sounds like a war zone.
It's like World War III.
Oh my
It's the
gosh.
greatest thing ever. If all right, how about this? I'll make a deal. You take me bass fishing, and I'll take you duck hunting.
It. I have all the gear but waders. And I could buy that.
Yeah, we can make do without.
I got an old school Remington 870 pump. I call her Patty Pump.
Patty Pump gonna get some
Yeah.
work in this year.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Now I was, call me a creep, whatever. I'm creeping on your Instagram. See some Sixth Sense fishing. Now is that a sponsorship? What do we
Yeah,
promote them?
it's a pro staff deal, and honestly, it was kind of crazy how that happened, if you want me to get into that
I would,
story.
yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah, so it was just a random day. I was doing my thing, just posting my content, because I never really posted this to go viral, like any of it. It was just I had a lot of friends growing up that weren't really into the outdoors. And I kept telling them like how cool fishing was, and they didn't believe me. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start recording myself and putting it out there, and I'm gonna show you how cool it is. And then I kept doing it, and being consistent. And then one of the managers, I think he's over. Well, his name's Zach. He's over like all the merchandise and all the lures that are in like your Dick's Sporting Goods and all your retail stores. He found me on his personal Instagram and sent me a message and was basically just kind of asking me some questions if I would be down to do that. And I was so green to the game. I love fishing, but I didn't know anything about sponsorships and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, he's like, "Hey man, we'd love to have you on the team, and I'll have one of my managers give you a shout here in a little bit." And that's here we are today.
That's so
So
sick.
yeah,
That's sick.
I'm definitely blessed and I feel lucky to be a part of that. So
Now do your friends that didn't fish or go in the outdoors, are they kind of like, oh damn, this is kind of fun? Or are they still like, nah, we don't mess with the fishing game?
yeah, they want to get out on the boat now, because they
They want
I've
to get
taken
on
them
the
out a few
boat in the
times.
summer when the baddies are on the sailboat.
Oh yeah, they want to see that part for sure, especially like when we dock and go eat and kind of troll around. They love that part. But yeah, I put a fishing rod in a few of their hands, and they kind of gravitate to it. But the weather has to be right for sure.
Oh yeah. Now, have you met people that are now your friends through the fishing world?
Oh, 100%. My best friend, his name's Kenny. I went out to the reservoir just to kind of like get used to driving my boat and handling my boat, because it's not a big lake. And I kept seeing the same guy in his boat out there every single time I went. And it's kind of like you ever be on the road and you see like a motorcycle driver like wave at another motorcycle driver all the time, like a brotherhood. So it's kind of like that. Every time I drive by, we'd wave at each other, and it probably took like five times. And after a while, I was like, "You know what, man? I'm gonna just pull up and talk to him." And we just hit it off, and we're best friends. He's like my brother to this day now.
And I'm
And
assuming he lives near you.
yeah, well, yeah, he lives in Monk's Corner, actually.
Oh, dang, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Now, like, how do you go about? Now, like, I try to take, and I wasn't really good at it this year, but I try to take like a new kid hunting, whether that's deer, turkey, ducks. I try to take, somebody green to introduce them, just to, do my part and get somebody else involved. Now, do you try to go out and like, get like, say Kenny's got a kid and you're like, let's take him out, get him, into it or whatever. Do you try to make that your priority too, or?
Yeah, I've taken a couple of my friends. I've taken their kids out. I've had a coworker of mine. Her son has autism. I've taken him out on the boat, and he loves to fish. And I've taken him to a couple of my honey holes. We've caught a few fish, and it was the time of his life, honestly.
That's awesome.
I love doing types like stuff like that.
Yeah, no, and that's, I mean, that, and I feel like that's what we need to do, being in the outdoors. We need to try to pass it along to the next generation, even though, this upcoming generation's a little tough.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
they're a little further along with LiveScope than we are.
Yeah, they'd rather have an iPad or a phone in their
Oh yeah.
hand. No, but like that's what I want to kind of kind of dive in with you is, I want you to basically, if you can, kind of teach and share your experiences like with fishing, because I've only done ponds. I've never fished a well, I fished one lake one time and I got skunked, and I've never done it again. Like, fishing a lake is so hard. How do you prepare, or how do you find these fish in a lake?
So, of course, the first thing I'm looking at is the time of year. And then I will pull up Google Maps, or Garmin has an active captain map that you can pretty much just see all the contour lines and the shallow areas, the deep areas, things like that. Of course, I'm looking at the weather. I'm looking at the wind. I'm looking at if it's going to be cloudy that day.
How does wind have anything to do with the fish?
Okay, good question. So so your bass, of course they eat bait fish, right? Your bait fish basically go with the wind. So if the wind's pushing the water and the current in a specific direction, your bass are going to follow the bait fish.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So, of course, and then once you get out there, if you're not seeing too much, one telltale sign of where the bait fish are is to follow the birds. The
Oh.
birds will tell you exactly where the bait fish are.
See, I'm learning stuff every day.
Yeah.
I never thought to look at a bird while I was bass fishing to tell me where the fish are.
Yeah, there's a lot of signs, man. And it took years, and it took a lot of YouTube, to be honest, man. Like I don't strictly watch pros. I watch people
Well,
who are just like me.
you can't watch a pro really anymore. Well, in my experience, I used to watch them on TV all the time, and then this year they're not on TV anymore. They're
Yeah,
like
that's
on these
true.
streaming services.
That's
So
true.
I don't know. It's what it is.
I watch. It doesn't matter who the person is, to be honest. I just had this conversation with two of my buddies the other day. It doesn't matter the person or what their level of fishing is. I'll watch the video and I would take what they give me and kind of spin it in my own way. So I'll just take bits and pieces. I'm like, okay, I could build off of that, and then I'll go try it whenever I fish.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like there's always a game plan. I never just pull up to the lake and just go at it.
And just
Like I,
freestyle.
yeah, there's method to it for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, nobody better to listen to than you. You know what you're doing. I'm looking at your Instagram right
I'm
now, and what's your PB? We got to talk about that.
Yeah. So my official PB is 8 pounds, 5 ounces. And I caught that in Lake Moultrie 2 years ago. But my unofficial PB, I never got a chance to weigh it because I was in a kayak, but I measured it and it was 30 inches. And that's equivalent, Google says that's equivalent to 10 pounds.
And
So I don't.
didn't have a scale.
Yeah. And that was when that was literally my first day recording for my page. I caught that fish.
So you have it on the video. Oh damn, we gotta find this video.
I have the video. I can show it to you. I gotta dig deep,
Yeah,
but I have it.
we gotta get this on social media
And
ASAP.
it was crazy how it happened too, because it was like 100 degrees outside and it was like noon. And I had a friend, well, I had a buddy that worked with me. He bass fished, but he had like a lot of friends that were pros. Of course, they got the juice lures and stuff. So he gave me one. I'll say it. Who cares? It was a River to Sea Rover walking bait, like a spook. But it was a yellow bone color. And it was a pretty big bait. And this lake was connected to Lake Toho. I'm not going to say the exact lake. But yeah, I went out there and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just toss this lure all day because he said it works and it works here. So I just saw a
You
wake behind
never
the
switched
bait.
baits that day?
No, I committed to the same bait because I trusted what he said because he hangs out with pros all the
Bruh.
time.
Okay, all
I threw
right.
one
You
lure,
didn't
one lure only.
switch baits. How long until you caught a fish on that bait?
Oh, I was catching them the moment we got out there.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. I mean,
But
if I'm throwing a
nothing of
bait,
that size.
yeah, but if I'm throwing a bait and I don't get a bite within the first 5 minutes, I'm switching baits.
I get like that with trying new baits for sure. Like
Well,
at
and
some point I'm
that's
like, man, I have to pick up this worm. Like
I can't, but that's why I fish ponds. I have ADD and I can only go for 30 minutes.
yeah.
If I don't have a bite in the first 30 minutes, I'm going home. If I'm on a lake
Trust
and I'm
me.
trapped on a boat and I don't have a bite, I'm trapped. Like, I'm gonna go nuts.
I'm the same way. I'm definitely the same way. If I try like a swim bait or something and I don't see any action in like 10 minutes max, I'm picking that worm up and I'm dragging it for the rest of the day.
No,
I'm catching something.
no shot. I couldn't do it. I'd be like, nope, we're gonna try a frog. This may not be the place for it. We're gonna try this. We're gonna try a lizard. I threw a rat in a pond 2 weeks ago when it was 68 degrees because I couldn't get a bite. I'm trying it. I was trying everything.
The issue is that water still is too cold.
Yeah, and I found out later that I don't need to be reeling the whole time. I need to let them sit.
Yeah. Dude, I have a I have a pond literally across the street from my house, and it's probably the size of a Waffle House. You know, like how Waffle Houses are always the same, like rectangular size?
Oh,
It's
yeah.
probably about that size. And I've put some 6 pounders in there, some 7 pounders in there, a couple fives, a couple threes, a couple fours. There's way too many big bass in there for that pond, but I go to PetSmart and I will spend $100, $200 on goldfish, bait fish, all kinds of minnows, and I just throw it in there. There's some crawfish in there. And
I
if I
never
ever get a
thought to
Jones,
put a to go to PetSmart and get a goldfish and
yeah,
and
bro, they when they see me, they already know just empty the whole fish tank. Just give me all of them.
That's what I'm going to PetSmart tomorrow. I'm getting some goldfish.
There you go.
Well, I don't know if I
There
should
you
say
go.
tomorrow. I mean, did y'all get any snow? We got a little dusting.
No, we didn't. It's cold though, for sure. But
Can you
it
fish in the
didn't reach
snow?
down. Can I?
Can you?
Or will I?
Can you?
Yeah.
They're gonna
Of
bite?
course. Yeah, you just gotta slow down.
Okay, but are you throwing the same thing you're throwing in the wintertime in the snow?
100%. And you ever heard of a Alabama rig?
Yep.
Definitely tossing that.
Okay. If you say
That
so,
will
I'm
get
gonna listen to
throttled.
you because you know, I mean, I'm looking at the pictures and I'm gonna share your profile on my Instagram and people can see for
Please.
themselves.
Please do, and I appreciate that.
If there's somebody to listen to on fishing, it's you.
Yeah, I'm not a pro at all, man. That's I'm striving to be one for sure.
I think it's
But
gonna happen in the near future if you keep this content up.
hopefully. But
All we need is the
I
right
gotta
person to
fish some
share.
tournaments. That's right. I gotta fish some tournaments too though.
When's the
So,
next
and I
tournament?
plan on doing that. I think there's a local cat trail tournament either this weekend or next week. But my boat's been down because I had a lithium battery go into sleep mode on me, and Batteries Plus thought that they can fix it, but they couldn't, so they had to order a new one, and it's supposed to be in tomorrow. So you best believe the moment they open, I will be calling them every hour to make sure I get this battery because I have not been on the water in like 3, 4 weeks.
What are the chances that battery comes in tomorrow?
I don't know. They promised the 21st. I was hoping it would come in early, so I don't know. But I think my friend Kenny's off this weekend, so if anything, I could just hop in his boat.
Or you and Kenny. Is it a two-man tournament or what?
Yeah.
You and Kenny in his boat.
Yeah.
We got to do a you and a Kenny podcast together.
I'm with it.
We should
I
make
am
that
with it.
happen.
You just let me know.
Do you think
I'll
Kenny
tell
would be
him.
down?
Oh, 100%.
Does Kenny catch big fish, or are we gonna have
He does.
like
He
an
does.
idiot in
And there will be a lot of trash talking on your podcast. I'll tell
Oh,
you
I'm down. I'm the best trash
that.
talker in the nation. I can trash talk, but when it comes time to go, I'm like, let's hug it out.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's every single day. Every day. It doesn't matter. He will find a video, any random video on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and he will send it to me and he will trash talk me. It's
All right,
every
we gotta
single day.
get Kenny is gonna be on season two, and we're gonna get everybody in
100%.
here, and we're just gonna throw down, and we're gonna
I
trash
will
talk
put us in a
Kenny.
group chat right after this podcast.
You make it happen, and I will record, and we can trash talk for an hour.
I'm with it.
Right, man. Well, I appreciate everything, man. I appreciate your time. Thank you for all the edumacation you have given me, and hopefully somebody listening. Man, it was great to talk to you, man. Hit me up. Let's get Kenny lined up and let's make the damn thing happen.
100%, man. I appreciate it too. This is my first podcast. I was pretty nervous about it, but
Bro,
it
it's
seemed
easy.
it turned out well. And I maybe one day we'll get you down here and we get you on the boat and do some fishing too.
I'm down. I
So
just got a camera. We can film some content, see what happens.
Let's do it. I
I want to
got one.
get
I got a
That's what I
drone. We
want.
can do it all.
Dude, I want to video Kenny trash talking you. That's what I
Oh
want.
my gosh. You might videotape me pushing him in the water.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for everything. Hit me up, bro.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, bro.